This is one of the first years that, since I've been doing this, I have 8-9 years already, which Rabbi Shil did not consult me first before he chose the topic. He just gave me the topic and I said, you're out of your mind. It's a very challenging topic, and I'll tell you why it's a very challenging topic, because there are very few, it's found in Shas four times. The Machazin has found the Shas four times. Baba Kama, Baba Basra. It's a Gemara in the Dorm, it's a Gemara in Gittin. In each place, the Gemara in the Dorm, it's two lines long, and a very important ran. I was listening to a shiur from somebody who has he's a little bit cynical. He says that certain people that only run from Daf Beis to Daf Chav Ches, they don't know any runs. From Chav Ches to that, they don't know any runs. One run they do know is the run of Chav Ches Amon Aleph, which says you don't have to pay taxes. That's the only run that they know. That's the extent of it. It's an important run over there. We have to see what the run sheet is. It's a Gemara in Gittin, which is also a very small piece of Gemara, very important in the Rishonim. There are two other Gemaras which are maybe a little bit longer. One of them is Bobas and and the Haman Aleph, which lasts for it's about an Amud and a half. The problem with the challenge of that sugya is that there's a lot of other side sugyas which you really need to know to be able to understand the sugya. And the same thing with the sugya in Baba Kama and Daf Kufyud Gimel Amud Aleph to Kufyud Amud Aleph, which can be the main sugya we're going to look at. Is there a lot of side sugyas which come in, and the challenge is going to be to focus on the Dinah Mechusa part and not other side sugyas gets bogged down in the side sugyas. That's going to be the challenge. Some of the side sugyas are very relevant to the sugya, with the sugya of Tos Akum, the sugya of Kos Alvosev Akum, which play a big role in the sugya of the Namachuzdin also, etc. The hashkafic issues of that Rabbi Friedman will deal with, I'm not taking any responsibility for any of the hashkafic issues. Rabbi Harax is going to speak tomorrow at 12, Rabbi Shil didn't mention this, about the hashkafic sugya of the Dinah Mechusa Dinah.
That's actually the first thing that I took care of when I got the sugya. I asked for Howard, and that was the only time that he was available.
So that's going to be like smack in the middle of Pikuach Nefesh. You can make your own sushdels however you want. That's your sugya. I actually will not be able to be here tomorrow, so hopefully we'll get a feedback on it. So Bez Hashem, starting Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll start the sugya. My suggestion is to start the sugya with Kufya Gimel and Baba Kama, and go for it's the Mishnah Kufya Gimel and Aleph till Kufya Dalam and Aleph. You'll see a lot of all the Gemaras get subsumed in over there, and then we'll go to Baba Basra, the Dalam Abayz, till Hayam and Aleph. Meanwhile, we will have to see. So instead of everybody schlepping all other Gemaras, we made photocopies of the other Gemaras. And so now Rabbi Sachs gave Mar Mekayim on his for his shiur. And Rabbi Sachs and his wife, what's going to happen is like this. He's going to say shiur Wednesday and cover everything we have to know about the Dinah Mechusa Dinah in an hour and a half. Okay? Now, then you will have 3 weeks or so to sort of decode what he said, which will be the rest of the Yarchi Kala. We'll have another week and a half afterwards, hopefully, to decode what he said. A lot of the Mar Mekayim will be an overlap. Just there's so much there in the sugya. It's not so much in the Gemara. It's more in the Rishonim. It's more in the Poskim and in the Tshuvas. I chose a smattering of Tshuvas to look after. It's nowhere near what there is in the Tshuvas. We made a photocopy of those. One Tshuva which I see that is on the Mar Mekayim from Rabbi Sachs is the Dabar of Rum's Tshuva. Chelak Aleph Siman Aleph, the Dvar of Rum, that's in the packet. You'll have the whole tshuva in the packet. About half of it is the Gei Dinah Mechusa Dinah. It's the Gei other things also. I figured to put the whole tshuva in so you can see it in context. It's a very famous tshuva on the sugya of Hefker Bes and Hefker, and Dinah Mechusa Dinah, Kibush Mochama. A lot of interesting sugyas which you're going to get stuck into when we try and deal with the sugya. I want to point out two things. That if we're looking for a lachal amaisa, this is not the place. We're not. After you learn the sugya, you will not know what to do halacha l'maaseh in America. And the reason why I'm pointing that out because, let me say it like this: the phrase dinah mechusa dinah. Really, there's three things we need to look at in the phrase dinah mechusa dinah. You have to look at the word dinah, the word demachusa, and the word dinah. So, what is a valid din which gets the stamp of approval of Chazal of dinah mechusa dinah? So, what type of din are we going to that rule? How far do you take that? And of course, that's going to be tremendous machlokes. Demachusa. What's the definition of a malchus for these purposes? How do you define that? That's the second sugya which you need to deal with. And the third sugya is why is this true? Why is it dinah? Mimela? Why is it true? How binding is it vis-a-vis halacha, etc.? So those are three separate sugyas. Now, we'll probably get through the first area of what's called the din, or at least we'll touch on that. We'll go through what's called the malchus, we'll touch that also. The reasons, Rabbi Saskin talking about some of the reasons behind the malchus and din, and that's really a lot of the sugya that we showed already. What is the lumnus behind? Why is it true? Applying it to America, it might be totally irrelevant. I'll tell you why. Because it is a good argument to say, with Chassam Sefer possibly touches on this in the Tshuva, there's a good argument to say that this whole sugya is the Nechidish that the Melech has a right to charge taxes for his own purposes. The Melech wants to enrich himself. So, excuse me, why are you right allowed to enrich yourself on my back? What's your right to take money from me? Dinan al-Makhus al-Din. Okay? So what type of Melech has a right to do that, etc.? If we live in a city and we say, you know, we need water, so let's collect money to pay for the water, and we need somebody to be in charge of that, so we have somebody who's in charge of that, you don't need Dinan al-Makhus al-Din for that. Well, that possibly is how we understand everything which is happening here, and that's a whole sugya which I put into the packet of the sugya in Bo'abas and Daf Ches of the power of B'nai Medina to force other members of B'nai Medina to pay for their needs. That's really a separate sugya. It's not the sugya that Machlus Adina, and that might be how we have to understand Machlal, our sugya here living in America. So I put that into the packet. We put that Nakuda into the packet. I also put in Dinah Machus Adin in regards to working for the government a little bit, the more about Metzia and Daf Pei Gimel and Mabei. It's more as a story about Reb Shimon worked as a policeman capturing people for the government. Are you allowed to do that or not? That's, you know, is that Mesira? Why isn't that Mesira? And that really deserves its own sugya in itself. But at least you should be aware that such a sugya exists. So that's the first reason why possibly it's not so relevant. And the second thing I have to tell you, Ramesh has a fascinating tshuva. I really should put Ramesh's tshuva like on top of everything. Ramesh's first tshuva, the question of Mishmat Chelek Aleph, he deals with Dinah Mechus Adina. So he says, I'm not going to answer the question based on Dinah Mechus Adina for two reasons. First of all, the sugya is so complicated, I'm not sure what the law is. Especially not for people as small as me, he writes. You know, okay. So the second reason why we're not going to come to clarity is after a hakdama like that for Ramosha, what do you expect? The second reason he says, I'm not willing to put mitzav, discuss this issue, when we live in a Malkus Shal Chesed, we have to be careful with what we say. So that's the second argument that he writes. The first argument he says, he quotes, this over there was rent control, which is a fascinating sugya in halacha, the concept which they have in New York, that there was the concern of these because the price of property, especially in Manhattan, goes up and up and up and up and up, so you have these people who are living there which are can't afford it, so each year the landlord is going to basically evict people because they want to get a better rent, or charge a higher rent, they can't afford it. So they made this law that once you're in, they have a very limited amount they can raise the rent. Once you're in, even though your contract was for 1 year, you're there forever, until you decide to leave. So it was Latoivus, the Seicher. And so the Shalom was now, case with Tuyidin over there, and the Seicher, his contract was up, he didn't want to leave, the Master wanted to kick him out, he needed it, etc. Can he do so, or can he not do so? That was the Shalom which Ramesh was dealing with, which is the rent control issue. Part of the reason why it's so confusing is because even if you agree with every single product, how the Nehusadina works, it's difficult to apply it to the situation. And you'll have, there's Poiskin who handle rent control already back, and apparently this was a common thing already, 100 years ago already. In Europe, they were dealing with this, and there's a tshuva from Vienna, there's a tshuva, and everybody has a different answer. And it's almost come out based on how you apply the Suarez Lamaisa. So, for instance, what do you want from me? I mean, I can tell you, I can know every Gemara, I can know every Rambam, I can know every Shulchan Aruch, I can know everything. Is this what the Ramah meant or not? Yes. No, you're going to get both answers out of that. So that's very fascinating. Sugya says the halacha l'maaseh is going to be very difficult. Our goal isn't to be able to paskin it. Our goal is to be able to walk away having felt that we've touched the sugya, which is a tremendously challenging sugya, fascinating sugya. At least we're not amoratzin anymore in the sugya. At least we can say that we're somewhere between an amoratz and the beginning of a chacham. Okay, very good.